This is Radio Nepal. I am SN Srestha with the news, the headlines first. Epidemiology and Disease Control Division urges public to take precautions as monsoon rainfall is likely to increase the risk of dengue infection. Stakeholders call for timely and balanced monetary policy for upcoming fiscal year. Communications Minister Dr. Vikram Timal Sinha says government is committed to holistically addressing problems facing the media sector. And Houthi attack kills at least 14 Yemeni government troops. Now the news in detail. The Epidemiology and Disease Control Division has advised everyone to take necessary precautions as the risk of dengue infection is likely to increase with the onset of monsoon rainfall across the country. Chief of the Vector-Borne Disease Section of the division, Dr. Gokarna Prasad Dahal, said the rainfall that is taking place for the past few days possesses a risk of increasing dengue infection, sharing that 63 people were diagnosed with dengue from the 23rd to the 29th of June, Dr. Dahal said that due to the daily rainfall, the infection could increase as mosquito species develop in puddles and holes near roads and houses where water can accumulate. Stakeholders have urged the central bank of the country to formulate a timely and balanced monetary policy for the upcoming fiscal year. In a meeting of the Committee of the Finance under the House of Representatives today, they also highlighted the need for introducing monetary policy that would restore confidence, promotes production and strengthens financial stability, thereby supporting country's economic recovery. Stakeholders comprising former governors of the Nepal Rastra Bank, leaders and representatives of the banks and the financial institutions, umbrella organization of business persons, univocally called for measures that would address key economic issues left out of the national budget. Minister for Information and Communications Dr. Vikram Timal Sinha has urged the Federation of Nepali Journalists FNJ to prioritize dialogue with constructive suggestions rather than raising issues on one by one. He added that the government was committed to holistically addressing problems facing the media sector. In his address to a national conference, Press Freedom in Changed Context, Media Law and Responsible Journalism organized by FNJ in Lalitpur today, Minister Dr. Timal Sinha made it clear that the government was always open for discussion to sort out issues to bolster press freedom, media law reform and journalism. He underscored that the media should work for the government's accountability, but at the same time, news must be based on facts, evidence and ethics. Minister Dr. Timal Sinha also said government was for stronger, institutionalized, credible and professional journalism. With its 100 days in office, the present government has shared the accomplishments, claiming achievements as per the goal of good governance and better service delivery. The foreign ministry argued it aligned with its activities with the government's motto of simplified, transparent, accountable, efficient and tech-friendly services. Launch of MOFA app to facilitate Nepalese facing problems abroad, expansion of online legal consultation by the Department of Consular Service across all districts and at 537 local levels, resolving problems faced by Nepalese in Portugal on temporary residence permit are some of the achievements of the foreign ministry. Similarly, rescue of 819 persons from Southeastern Asia trapped in online scamming, ensuring amnesty to 128 Nepalese who were imprisoned by UAE and 33 Nepalese by Saudi Arabia after ministry endeavours. Resumption of stalled tea export to India are also the achievements shared by the foreign ministry. Economic diplomacy has been given much priority, the ministry said, adding that economic cooperation with various countries is made effective with this goal. Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation, Biraj Bhaktasrestha, has expressed his concern over the progress in regard to the development of Sikta Irrigation Project. Inspecting the project site today, the minister directed the body's concern to ensure a noticeable progress of the project that aims to provide a reliable irrigation facility to 42,766 hectares of land in Raptisonari, Janaki, Bajanath, Dudua, Narainapur and Khajura rural municipalities, Koholpur municipality and the Nepalganj submetropolis. He assured necessary initiatives to address legal and administrative issues obstructing the completion of the project of national pride on time. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Fiber internet, Nepal Telecom go back. Internet, TV, telephone, data, ekasa.
घरमा टिभी हेर्नुस् या इन्टरनेट चलाउनुस् फोन गर्नुस् डेटा चलाउनुस् सजिलो छ एकैसाथ
फाइबर इन्टरनेट तीव्र गतिको संसार टेलिफोन इन्टरनेट टिभी सबै कुरामा भरमा नेपाल टेलिकमको फाइबर इन्टरनेट नयाँ जडान गर्न तथा मर्मत गर्न घरमै बसी बसी 198 डायल गरे पुग्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
Welcome back now to remaining news. Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Khadak Raj Paudil says the government has aimed at developing Korala roadway under the Kali Gandaki corridor as a tourism highway. Minister Paudil said it during a discussion organized by the District Administration Office on development of tourism in Mustang. The highway running from southern border Pairhawa to Korala northern point would be upgraded as a tourist route. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news update. Yemen's Iran-backed Houthi rebels killed 14 troops in an attack south of the port city of Hodeida. AFP news agency cited a military official aligned with the country's internationally recognized government on Sunday as saying pro-government forces had repelled the attack in Hayes district south of Hodeida in clashes lasting for several hours at dawn on Saturday. He said fighting resulted in dead and wounded among Houthi ranks, without specifying the number killed in the opposing force. The Houthis have been at war with the government since 2015 in a conflict that has killed hundreds of thousands of people and triggered a major humanitarian crisis in Yemen. The rebels control Yemen's capital Sana'a and much of the north, including Hodeida on Yemen's western Red Sea coast, while the internationally recognized government holds much of the south. The fighting between the two sides has largely been frozen since a UN negotiated truce in 2022. Iran's ambassador to China says ships transiting the Strait of Hormuz would be charged new fees, but added that China and other friendly countries would be granted special considerations. According to Al Jazeera, an initial deal signed by Iran and the United States last month to halt hostilities stipulated that commercial ships would transit the key waterway free of charge for 60 days, but it remained unclear what policies will be in place after that period. While negotiations on a permanent settlements are ongoing, the U.S. has said Iran will not be permitted to charge tolls or fees for vessels transiting the strait under any final agreement. Speaking to the World Peace Forum in Beijing on Saturday, Ambassador Abdulreza Rahmani Fazli said Iran was working in collaboration and cooperation with Oman on new arrangements for the strait. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy in the Koshi, Lumini and Sudarshan provinces as well as the hilly and Himalayan regions of Bagmati, Gandaki and Karnali provinces and partly cloudy in the Madhya province and the Tarai regions of Bagmati and Gandaki provinces. There is a possibility of light to moderate rain and snowfall accompanied by thunder and lightning at a few places in the Himalayan region of the country, at a few places in the hilly and Tarai regions of Koshi and Sudarpashchim provinces, the hilly region of Karnali province and the hilly and Tarai regions of Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumini provinces and at one or two places in Madhya province. There is also a possibility of heavy rain at one or two places in the hilly regions of Koshi, Gandaki and Sudarpashchim provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Epidemiology and Disease Control Division urges public to take precautions as monsoon rainfall is likely to increase the risk of dengue infection. Stakeholders call for timely and balanced monetary policy for upcoming fiscal year. Communications Minister Dr. Bikram Timal Sinha says government is committed to holistically addressing problems facing the media sector, and Houthi attack kills at least 14 Yemeni government troops. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.